We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Calloway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Thanks for joining us. If you're finding us on the YouTube, smash that subscribe button, smash that like button, share us wherever you use and do your social media type stuff. And Kevin, I want to tell the people that if you're listening to the free version on the RSS, what I would ask you to do is if you like the podcast and you listen to the free version, you can try us out on patreon.com for free for 7 days. We won't charge you a dime. Just click on that 7-day preview, start your 7-day preview, try us out for a week. You get the podcast every single day. You get access to all our content, commercial free. See if you like us, see if you enjoy us, and then join. If not, we won't charge you anything. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and do the free trial. So we got Thomas running the show back in Poland today. Kevin, Saints, they're in lovely Los Angeles, California. They're practicing against the Chargers. And by the way, the Chargers, they got tired of Saints fans from last year overrunning the Saints Chargers practices. So they only allowed Charger season ticket holders, and they basically squeezed out Saints fans. So like Saints fans, you can go to the game, obviously, but you can't, like the practices today, tomorrow, you can't go. And Saints fans were ticked off, but we had that in our Discord. Our patrons had told us, they're like, man, I've been trying to get tickets to these practices. Charger fans are not this year, Houdat Nation. So Charger fans, you should let the Saints fans go to your practice. It's not our fault that you don't have any fans in Los Angeles. Houdat Nation.
I, for one, am shocked that a team that relocated is having trouble getting a fan base, especially when they relocate to Los Goddamn Angeles. I am also shocked that this is a Dean Spanos owned team that is having these issues. So whatever.
The good news for the Saints is the Los Angeles weather apparently has magical healing powers, because on Thursday, Andres Pete returned to practice. Kendre Miller hurt his knee in the preseason game, and Dennis Allen was like, we don't know. He's probably going to be out a couple weeks. Boom, he's in pads. He's practicing. It's like the healing power of nice not having to practice on the sun. It's magical.
So, right. So at present, it is 82 degrees in Los Angeles. Yeah. Humidity like at 49%.
Practically.
New like Orleans, winter. Weather's at temperatures at 94. Humidity's at 39%. I'll say this for Los Angeles, though. You're getting that Pacific. You're getting a Pacific breeze coming in.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You got it. It's nice weather. They probably haven't sweated out 25 pounds at practice like they do in Louisiana. It's nice.
Well, I would hope that the training staff for the Saints will eventually go on Merriam-Webster and look up the word hydration. Then start to work on getting their guys hydrated and getting them, you know, things like potassium and other vitamins that they need. So we avoid these calf injuries and all these other little things that keep happening to them. Right.
So the Saints are practicing. And the fun thing about when they practice another team, Kevin, is when they practice against themselves, we can spin it however we want. We're like, oh, the defense looked great.
No. We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to do that anymore, Ralph. We're not allowed to do that. Didn't you hear J.J. Watt made a ruling?
Oh, my God.
No one is allowed. No one is allowed to have fun. No one is allowed to hype up a player. No one is allowed to have good vibes. No one is allowed to
do
anything positive off of what they see in training camp. At all, if Mike Thomas jumps up and catches a ball, you're not allowed to say, oh, he's looking good. You're not allowed to have any enthusiasm, any optimism, any positivity. J.J. Watt decided it, and J.J. Watt is the unofficial assistant to the regional assistant to the assistant regional manager for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
So
whatever J.J. says, that's it.
It's so annoying. Here's the thing, like, with J.J. Watt. And it's annoying for two reasons. One, all the media genuflecting to him, be like, you're right, J.J., we don't know what we're watching. That's annoying. But also, too, J.J. Watt is the guy that, like, when you're eating a delicious hot dog, he's like, you know, bro, that hot dog might have cow lips, might have dog parts, might have human flesh in it. Like, I don't care. The hot dog is good. Let me eat my hot dog. Let me enjoy A.T. Perry looking great. Let me enjoy my team doing cool stuff at practice. How about that, J.J.? Oh, so annoying. So, Saints are practicing against the Chargers. I'm excited about it, Kevin. The thing that I'm going to watch for is I want to see Saints offensive line and defensive line. Because Saints offensive line, look, Pete, he's back practicing. I want to see, can they hold up? Khalil Mack, older, but good. One of the Bosa brothers. I forget, but the Chargers, they have one of the Bosa brothers. It's Joey Bosa. It's either Joey or Nick. One of the Bosa brothers. They have him. So I want to see how the offensive line for the Saints holds up against that Charger pass rush. And I want to see the Saints offensive line. I want to see that. And I want to see defensive line. I want to see Carl Granderson. I want to see Peyton Turner. I want to see Passanio. I want to see Foskey, who didn't have a great first preseason. I want to see, like, if they can flash a little bit. I know J.J. Watt says I can't get excited.
But you're basically saying you want to see everything. I mean, I thought,
line,
that sounds like a Kevin answer. That's a Kevin answer. You literally just went, oh, I'm just going to wrap my arms around this whole thing, and I'm just going to make it sound like I'm giving you analysis. No, that's my job. My job is to be the college sophomore bullshitting his way through the essay portion of the exam while Juge give detailed, more informed answers. Dave comes in with some good stuff, and then I slide right in there like, listen, I'm just trying to just I'm not making the dean's list. I'm just trying to pass this class so I can, keep my tops money, as it were, for another semester.
Well, I mean,
because I'm going to say, listen, I'm being specific. I want to see what Foskey does. I couldn't see the damn game because the DirecTV app wouldn't let me log in for whatever stupid ass reason. So whatever, I didn't watch the game. I followed it on Twitter. Followed it from you guys on a text chat that we have. Everybody was saying Foskey played poorly. So I want to see if he has a bounce back. People were talking about, like, Derek Carr. I want to see if he plays more than one series. I'm still interested in seeing what Jake Haener does. Kirk Merritt is hurt, right? Mm-hmm. So what does Merriweather do?
He's back. Merritt, the California weather, man. It cured everyone.
Well, I want to see if he actually plays. If so, what does that do? A.T. Perry? I'm optimistic on him. I'm choosing to be optimistic on him. So, like, I'm not worried about Michael Thomas. I'm not worried about seeing Shahid. Does Kendra Miller, like, is Kendra Miller going to get a handful of carries again so we can see what he does? Because I'd like to see what he does with the starters instead of trying to judge him on, like, second string or third string guys. Because, if he plays poorly and he's in there with the second and third string guys, I can't get a good... I wouldn't feel right giving a read off of that. How's Kendra Miller look with the guys that are supposed to be the starters?
Backup offensive line against Kansas City was bad. And that's being kind. Like, the backup offensive line looked about as good as me trying to eat with my left hand.
Right.
Like, that's the situation we're at. But everybody in the NFL, their backup offensive line stinks.
So is Taysom going to play in this or no?
That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't see if Taysom, because he had the abdominal muscle issue. So I don't know. But here, to your point, like, Kendra Miller, and other running backs, I don't need to see Kamara. I don't need to see Jamal Williams. Like, Kendra Miller, Isaiah, what is it? I forget the, is it
Ellis Merriweather?
Merriweather, that's right. We need to see Matt. This is a great chance for Merriweather, by the way. He can really, I think there's a chance, Kevin, that he could play really well in the practices Thursday, Friday, and he could play well in the game. And there's a non-zero chance that the Saints are like, we can roll with this. We can roll with Merriweather for 3 weeks. Like, we can afford to have him be the third running back behind Jamal Williams, behind Kendra Miller, and he can get four. We can give him 12 carries over 3 weeks, and it can be okay. Like, I believe there's a chance for that. They brought Darrell Williams in from former Kansas City Chiefs and LSU Tiger, but I think Merriweather, there's a shot he makes the team. And by the way, Darrell Williams, there's a chance he might be washed. We love him because in his
LSU, he's 28,
but there's a chance he might be washed. Just saying.
So let's see. Hang on. He's 28 years old. What did he last do? Shit. He only played 6 games last year for the Cardinals. 102 yards rushing. 1 touchdown. 4 catches, 9 yards. I mean, if you're asking me to bet money on it, I'm betting that he's washed. I mean, he's entering season 6 as a pro. It's like, this is why running backs fight to get paid, and I guess this is why the owners fight to not pay them.
Saints Happy Hour needs your support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world-famous booze bundle with 4 amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Another thing, I'm going to get real specific. You wanted me, you shot down my answer. You exposed me as just wanting to watch everything. I'm going to give you another specific thing that I want to watch. I want to watch Jalen Smith at linebacker because DeMario Davis coming back. He's doing stretching and stuff for that. He had the groin issue. I want like Jalen Smith because if Jalen Smith looks pretty good, then suddenly Kevin, you're like, oh, we got Pete Werner, we got Jalen Smith, we got Zach Bond. Linebacker is looking okay. We need DeMario obviously, but it can look okay. But if Jalen Smith plays extended time against the Chargers and looks kind of washed and slow, then you're kind of back to square one and you're like, ah, we got to go looking for another linebacker. So that's another thing. thing I'm
so watching. You need to hope either Anthony Orji, Nick Anderson,
my UDFA son, by the way,
or Nephi Sewell. You need to hope one of those three guys looks real good.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
honestly,
at this point, if Demario Davis is in trouble, then the whole linebacking core is in trouble. Like Werner's fine, Vaughn's fine, but everything after that, you need somebody else to be an anchor on the second as the second guys on the depth chart. You need somebody there to be able to plug and play. And it again, if Smith is washed, Orji, Anderson, or Sewell have to be able to fill in. I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love it if it was Nick Anderson. I would love the opportunity to just rub it in Dave's face that a Tulane player is actually on the team and he chose not to take him for his UDFA Sun draft. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's the two things we want, right? We want Nick Anderson to get on the roster, and we don't want Andrew to win. Those are the two things we desperately, desperately want. As a nation, as a Saints happy hour community, I think that's what we want. And of course, we want no injuries because injuries are bad. Final thing I'm looking at is I think A.T. Perry made the team against Kansas City. They can't cut him. 6 for 70. Like, his hype is unbelievable. They drafted him. They're not going to cut him. The thing that I'm looking for is that other receiver spot. Traquan, Edwards, you know, that they're those kind of guys, they kind of got to step up because the receivers are kind of Thomas, Olave, A.T. Perry, you know. I think him solidifying a spot sort of tightens up receiver and makes it more difficult. So I'm looking to see, you know, because they cut James Washington, obviously. Kevin, I'm looking to see, like,
well, they cut the other guy to get Jalen on the roster.
That's right. So I'm looking at that. They had 7,000 receivers. They just, it seemed like for a minute they were bringing them in, and Saints fans
they still even, do.
And Saints fans even wanted Hunter Renfrow in. So,
you wanted Hunter Renfrow too. Don't point the finger at everybody else. You're doing the old one finger pointing at everybody else. You got three fingers pointing back at you, Chief. You're doing that.
I love any move. They could bring in Jadeveon Clowney for a visit. I'd get excited. I love moves. I'm addicted to moves. But here's the thing: Kwon Baker, Lynn Bowden, those guys are for special teams. Lynn Bowden had a nice little return, but. How do you say Shaquan Davis, Dave's UDFA son, Brian Edwards, Kirkland, like Keith
they got
Kirkland.
12 wide receivers on the roster.
Yeah.
12.
You know, and they're only going to keep 5, maybe 6.
That's insane.
You know, and you're going to have Michael
NFL
Thomas,
rosters,
Olave,
NFL
Shaheed
rosters need
Perry.
To expand
That's
to 60
four.
Players.
So you got Traquan, Merritt, Kirkwood, Edwards, Davis, Bowden, Baker. You got those guys, all those guys I just listed for one, maybe two spots. So like, and you only have this week and next. So like, I'm looking at wide receiver, like who's going to step up? Who's going to make a play? Although JJ Watt says not to get excited, especially if they do it in practice today or tomorrow.
Okay. So Olave, Thomas, Shaheed, A.T. Perry, those are the four locks.
Yes.
And so at that point, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Got 7 guys, possibly 8, fighting for for 2 spots. I mean, they've got to have 6. They've got to have 6 wide receivers on the depth chart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you got 8 guys fighting for 2 spots. That's going to be nuts. And, like, do we really want... Like, I thought people were down on Traquan Smith. Like, so, is there some sort of, like, Traquan resurgence here? Like, what? No, I'm serious. I thought people were down on Tre'Quan Smith.
I mean, people are down on Tre'Quan Smith because he's been around and he's never really done anything and he's always injured. But the Saints like him because he knows the playbook and he knows how to block, apparently.
Right, okay, I'm looking at his numbers right now. Like, he's been here 5 years. He's never hit 500 yards receiving. His two best years were 2018 and 2020, when he was over 400. 44 catches. He's had 50 catches twice. I mean, again, I'm not saying this guy needs to be an 800-yard receiver or anything, but, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at these numbers, and it's like, I guess if he's a fifth, if he's number five or number six on the depth chart, then that's fine. But if he gets pressed into action as your three, then it's concerning.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's like, do you roll with that, or do you look at the younger guys? Like, I mean, shit, they got a ton of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at this. Tre'Quan Smith, 27. It's funny, I'm saying young guys, and this guy's 27. Like, what do we got? Kirkland, Edwards, they're 2 years, 3 years younger. Shaq Davis, 23. I don't know, man. Shaq Davis getting a big, tall son of a bitch as a fifth or sixth option. I still like that. I don't know. I'm leaning him just because of how tall he is.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be real interesting. That's what I'm looking for. Like, because they only got this week, next week of practice, and the game. And like, and the thing is, though, with receiver, I think the Saints are going to do, like, when they announce the 53 on that whatever day it is, there's going to be a lot of juggling between them and, like, game day on Tennessee. Like, I could see the Saints, like, doing a lot of shenanigans where they're like, oh, we cut this guy Saturday night and we signed this guy Sunday morning and vice versa. Like, they're going to do a lot of shenanigans in the roster, probably at wide receiver, maybe at running back.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But it's fun. So, guys, thanks for joining us. And we'll break down. Check us after the game Sunday night. We'll be doing a special quick instant analysis podcast, and then we'll have the main show on Tuesday. But guys, like we said at the top, you can try us out for free. You get a 7-day free trial. Go to saintshappyhour.com, click on that 7-day free trial, sign up. You get the podcast every day, commercial free. You can fall in love with it. And if you don't, we won't charge you a dime. So do it. So guys, thanks for joining us. Thanks for Kevin for coming by. Thanks for Thomas running the show back in Poland in the middle of the night, putting his life on hold to make sure people get their Saints podcast. Guys, thanks for joining us. And until next time, the bar is closed.